Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day you're listening to this podcast. It's Tom from the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much for listening in again. And today's episode is all on culture and how to create a culture shift in your business. Now, I was reading Harvard Business Review the other day, and there was a piece on culture, and it said that changing company culture requires a movement, not a mandate. And I think this is spot on. You can tell people what the culture is, you can devise any number of plans for change, but without everyone signing up to them and buying into them, nothing's going to happen. And yet company culture is so important. I can't really stress it enough. You know, it's the essence of your business. It's why people do what they do and how they do it. It dictates whether or not you will achieve your ultimate goals as a business and as individuals within it. So with that in mind, just have a little think about how long it is since you've reviewed your own organization's culture. And maybe have a think about, do you think you need to tweak your ideas to reflect your values? Have your values evolved over time? Or maybe you need a total overhaul of your culture. Well, changing company culture can sometimes feel like a monster of a task. Bear in mind that you can take some small steps to implement very big changes, and those changes will see increased growth and revenue for your organization. A lot of our clients come to us and ask about culture and how to change it and how to improve it. And that's why we're going to do today's podcast on how to implement a culture shift in organizations. So we'll get into the body of that in a moment. But if you are new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast, thank you very much for joining me. It's a privilege to have you listening. And there are transcripts to all of our podcasts on our website at www.xlcommunications.com and loads and loads of other resources like white papers and blogs to help in your development journey. This podcast on culture shift is also a follow-on to a previous conversations one that we published at the end of last year with Ruth Sanderson, who's one of our most experienced facilitators and trainers and works with a lot of big organizations on culture change. So go back into wherever you get your podcasts and listen to that one after this as well. Company culture. Before we start, just take a few moments to think about what yours is like. What's your company culture in where you work now like? Now, culture is something that it's a word that's used a lot at the moment. It's one of those business buzzwords that's used all the time. But it is really important. Culture is the key to enabling your company to adapt and innovate and stay ahead of the competition. It's something that, you know, I passionately believe in. Within XL, we've had a cultural shift in the last 18 months because we realized we needed to adjust how we do things, to make sure we're providing clients with the best service and making sure we're staying ahead of the game. So it's not only something that we talk to clients about, it's something we do ourselves. Having a great company culture really means having a place where all employees feel valued, they feel part of the team, they're equipped with the tools to do their jobs well, and that they have clear pathways to enable them to develop. And all this means that everyone is happy and motivated and pulling in the same direction for the business. So with this in mind, think about your company culture and think, do you need to create a shift in culture in your organization to allow you and your team to flourish and prepare yourself for all the challenges that are going to come in the next month, year, decade? If you aspire to change for the better, you will be pleased to know that although cultural change is a massive subject and it will have its challenges, there are processes and things you can do that will help you create cultural shifts. So where do you start with company culture and what are the best ways to shift yours for the better? Well, there are three easy steps to follow to change organizational culture for the better that we've used internally at Excel and with clients that are tried and tested and proven to work. So number one, and this might sound pretty obvious, but it's check your current culture. What does your current company culture look like? Take a look around the workplace. Are your teams happily working together, listening to each other, and coming up with ideas and suggestions? Do they know what your company mission is, and does it align with their ideals and aspirations? What are the most important values for you as a business, and does this align with many of the values of your people that work there? And by the way, it's also worth asking yourself here, if these values are all that important, what's holding you back from achieving them in your current company culture? So what we're talking about here is understanding the current state so that we can then start to look at what the desired state will be. And you need to understand what benefits this will bring. You know, how will a culture shift help grow your business and benefit your employees and stakeholders? Answering all of these questions will help you focus on the tangible benefits of a culture shift so that you can understand the point of doing this, and then you can communicate to this to the people involved so that they also understand why you're going on this voyage of change and discovery. So part two, and this is following a very logical order, so current state. Now let's look at desired state. Where do you want to go? What does your ideal company culture look like? Once you've thought about what you want to achieve, you're going to need a plan. Your plan will cover what your ideal culture looks like and the milestones to achieving it. What support will you need to achieve this culture? You're going to need everybody on board here. We're talking about a company culture. So by definition, you need everybody to be involved. So planning how you'll communicate your vision is paramount. And understanding maybe how do you get the buy-in to that vision? How do you work with your people so it becomes personal and meaningful to them? What procedures need to be put in place to help make the change? For example, rewriting job descriptions to focus on specific traits you would like in your team. These could include a passion for collaborative working, enthusiasm for initiative and innovation, ability to work with different cultures, embracing diversity, appreciating different ideas and beliefs. That the list could go on for a very long time. But by specifying the traits and company ethos going forward, you'll be more likely to recruit new talent to your team who will be a great fit into your preferred culture, meaning a happier team overall, better productivity, and fewer staff leaving you. So next up, and I'll be honest, this is the hard bit, and this is changing behaviour. In order for the change of culture to happen, all your team will need to embrace the concept. And that is everyone from the temporary receptionist that you've got working for you at the moment, right up to the CEO and the board. Without employee buy-in, nothing is going to happen. You can't just tell people to change their culture. They have to believe it. They have to be bought into the concept. They have to know what the benefits are to them at the end of the process. So how can you ensure your employees are on board with your idea for change? As I said, cultural shift does not happen by mandate. It's crucial to have the backing of your management team because great leaders are the ones that change first and lead by example. And so the leaders in your organization need to embrace the changes before expecting their employees to do so. To be successful, culture needs to be onboarded by everyone as the way we do things around here. Additionally, training will enable you to communicate the changes and allow a clear understanding of what behavior and adaptations are expected. An interesting point here is also some external support can be useful because as a leader in the business, it might not be the most powerful message, but if you can bring in an impartial person to get that impact across, it can often have a really big impact. You might want to consider introducing mentoring into your organization to allow individuals to make the changes you want. You might want to introduce coaching as well, subtly different, something we'll go into in a different podcast, but mentoring and coaching and a culture that encourages them is really important. The thing is, mentoring and coaching can help improve staff morale, performance and motivation, as well as providing new skills and development opportunities for managers and their staff. Mentoring also enables the development of personal and professional growth, adding to the cultural shift for your company as a whole. And it encourages learning, and I always recommend a learning culture as part of a business culture because of all the topics we've covered in many other podcasts around the importance of learning every day. So the next thing to think about is making the change stick. Sustaining change is hard. Think of New Year's resolutions. I'd be very surprised if people listening to this podcast have not made a New Year's resolution that very quickly fell. One of my pet hates is how busy the gym is in January, but then by February it's back to normal. So to make a cultural shift work in the long term, there are some key steps you can take that should ensure things keep ticking over in the right way. Number one, you need to move people. If you are rearranging teams, then it's imperative that those who work together need to be physically placed near each other. Collaboration and a sense of team spirit will flourish if teams are close enough to be able to discuss the ideas freely and easily. But be mindful of your team's preferences. While some may enjoy the office chat and camaraderie of an open plan office, others may prefer to have a quiet space where they can focus on work. So ideally, an open space with separate meetings or workstations is ideal. Having the option to get together or work individually will benefit all your employees, and they will appreciate the options available. The next is to reward good work. Nothing beats reward for motivating a team. It doesn't have to be financial or a gift. Sometimes it's just simple recognition. A thank you is enough. Everyone likes to feel appreciated, and recognition of your employees' good work will fire their enthusiasm and commitment to the organisation and those changes and cultural shifts. You might need to review processes and procedures. It's wise to check in regularly to ensure that new systems and ideas you put in place as part of the change are resonating with your staff and that everyone is still pulling in the same direction. You're going to constantly need to be learning and making tweaks as required. The next thing to think about is communication. As part of your review procedure, ensure that conversation is two-way and transparent. Everyone should have the opportunity to voice their opinions and ideas in a supportive environment, whether that's about some specifics within the change or indeed talking about the culture and the changes that you're making at a more top level. That way, not only do employees feel heard by management and part of the process, it allows innovation and new ideas and new ways of doing things to happen so that the process of change is continuous. The next step is conducting stay interviews. These are a pretty cool idea, I think, and I'm surprised not everyone implements them. A stay interview is simply a set of structured questions delivered in an informal conversation with an employee where you ask them for why they stay with your organisation. For example, what is it about working there that they like? And from the answers you get, you can build on what's working well and what could be improved. And when we're talking about a cultural shift, those answers, I imagine, will also show you how successful that's been because they will start to reflect back your culture and your company values in what they say. So the bottom line is that for implementing a cultural shift is that you and your employees need to unlearn past behaviours to adapt to new ones. With clear communication, leadership by example, and rewards along the way, you can shift your organisation into a culture of inclusion and productivity where everyone feels valued and respected. And that can only result in benefits to the organisation going forward. If you want to talk more about organisation and cultural change, please do get in touch. We're always happy to discuss it with people and see how it would best work for specific businesses. So thank you very much for listening to the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. There'll be another one coming out in a few weeks, so please do subscribe and tune into the next one. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.